Hello, welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piper, and I'm very happy to sit with you today. We're going to sit together for 10 minutes, and we're going to start very soon. So please get settled, whether you're on a cushion or a chair, both are fine. And if this is your very first time meditating, welcome to you. And if you'd like more pointers about the posture, I'll include a link in this newsletter so you can review them if you like. If you are watching this video on the day it gets sent out, March 20th, I just want to acknowledge that for me personally, this is an important date, and I'll explain why, and I'll tie it to our theme this month, which is discipline. Super fun, I know. Many years ago, 50 or so years ago, on March 20th, my parents got married. So in our family, March 20th was always a day that we celebrated their anniversary. Also, some years ago, when I was a young woman, I was in a very, very bad accident, a car accident on March 20th. So these two events, one happy, one very difficult, both occurred on the same date, March 20th. And I won't tell you all the gory details, but basically I was just sitting there in my car at a red light, and the light turned green, and I started to roll through the intersection, and I got hit by a drunk driver. And I was thrown out of the passenger door, like 30 yards down the road. I know all of this because I read it in the police report. I don't remember it at all. I don't remember anything about it. But it was a very bad, life-threatening, serious accident where I had lots of broken bones and so on, but my primary injury is what's called a liver fracture or liver laceration, which is a fatal injury most of the time. But I lived, as you can see, and I have had a lot of opportunity to practice appreciation, which is our theme for today. Appreciation is one of the most powerful disciplines we can employ. Of course, I appreciate that I'm alive. I appreciate the doctors who saved my life and the hospital that treated me so well. And I also appreciate what it took for me to recover. There's not a day that goes by that I don't remember that I was in that accident because I feel it. But I still appreciate not only that I'm alive, which I do appreciate very much, but the process my body has gone through and my capacity to heal. I appreciate the good breakthrough moments I've had, and I've also appreciated the difficult, frustrating, stuck moments I've had, not in the sense that I thought they were good, and this is our point. Appreciation is not just something that we can reserve for the positive things that happen in our life. Here, of course, things happen that are not good. And I'm not saying you should, try to find the positive in it. I do not mean that at all. So, positivity police, lay down your weapons. I'm saying that we can appreciate everything that happens in our life by simply placing our attention on it, being with it. This is synonymous with caring about it. We can care about our bodies by placing attention on them when we want to rest or take care of ourselves or just know what's going on. We can care and appreciate the people in our lives by placing our attention on them when they're talking to us. They tend to really like that. And we can appreciate our world by noticing what's going on. Sometimes what we see will make us happy. Sometimes what we see will make us unhappy. But we can still practice the very important discipline of appreciation by simply giving our attention to what is actually occurring. Again, on this date, March 20th, to me, that notion has special weight, and I'm feeling this very strongly today. Our meditation practice teaches us exactly how to do this, because we place attention on breath, and when our mind strays into thought, which it will, and that is no big deal, we let go and come back to the breath. We appreciate the breath by feeling it and being with it over and over again. So if you feel like, appreciation's not my strong suit, please don't worry. Know that as you sit to meditate and notice you're absorbed in thought and bring your attention back, every time you bring your attention back, it is like flexing the appreciation muscle, which is a very important and powerful thing to do in our lives, to be able to appreciate our experience. Makes our lives rich. And if we try to confine our appreciation to only those things which make us happy or which we think are good and try to ignore everything else, well, we're confining ourselves to a very small box. And we are also bisecting our lives in two. So we only have half of the richness that we would have if we could appreciate everything. So again, I'm not saying that everything should make you happy or there's something good in everything, because I don't know if there is or there isn't. But I'm saying that you can place your attention on what is happening, be with it, appreciate it for its own qualities, and that is a very important discipline that we learn through our meditation practice. And I'll just close by saying that, you know, on this day, I have especially deep appreciation for my life. I appreciate you. And perhaps most of all, I have enormous, impossible to express appreciation for the path that we are on together, for the Dharma. Nobody has to become a Buddhist to appreciate this path. We're practicing the Dharma right now. But I just feel it's especially important on this day to express my appreciation for my own meditation teacher, to whom I am eternally grateful, and my teacher Sakyong Mipam Rinpoche, and all the people who have been so generous in guiding me along the path. And the Open Heart Project, by the way, is my very small, trust me, effort to repay that generosity, which I can actually never do. So I offer you our practice in this spirit today, and let's do it. So let's begin our practice by appreciating our bodies. Feel what it feels like to be you right now. What does it feel like to be you in your body? Maybe it feels awesome. Maybe it feels just normal. Maybe it doesn't feel so good. Maybe it feels all of the above. You can still appreciate the quality of your own presence right now. We can appreciate what's in our hearts and minds by relaxing with it all. And we can appreciate each other for practicing together. Please sit up straight. Just kind of a gesture of respect for your body. Nothing to hide. The hands rest on the legs, palms down. Let your front body soften a lot. Your belly, the area around your heart, your throat. Let your shoulders relax. The mouth is closed, but the lips and teeth are slightly parted, which helps the jaw to relax and promotes an easier flow of breath. The breath is natural. You're already breathing in and out through the nose. And the eyes are open, and the gaze is cast down to a spot up to 6 feet in front of you, given the distance of whatever you're sitting in front of. And let the eyes be very, very soft. Imagine that vision is coming out from the center of the eyeball if that makes sense, from deep inside. And the crown of the head reaches up a little bit. Feel your body breathing. Feel the inhale. Feel the exhale. Feel the minute pause at the end of the exhale. And then feel the next inhale, which will just happen on its own, I promise. And begin again to appreciate this inhale and this exhale and this pause and this next inhale and so on. We're not observing the breath, we're feeling the breath. Your mind will continue to think thoughts, which is awesome because that is its job. Most of your thoughts will not distract you from your breath. They'll just sort of poop, come and go. But at some point you may notice that you have become absorbed in thought to the point where you've forgotten about your breath. This is awesome. You get an A+ because you just woke up and saw where you were. Now you have choices. Doesn't matter what the thought is, positive, negative, ugly, beautiful, trivial, doesn't matter. When you notice you're absorbed in thought, just let go. Letting go is not the same as shoving away or stuffing down or turning away from. It's just imagine your thought was in your closed fist and you just opened your hand and just blew away. And gently return your attention back to your breath. And appreciate your ability to direct your attention where you would like it to go, aka mindfulness. You can appreciate when you get lost. You can appreciate when you come back. And you can appreciate that you can always take a fresh start by simply beginning again, feeling your breathing. This is our practice, and I will sit together with you. Here we go. Thank you so much for your practice. I appreciate you very much for practicing and for practicing with me.